from KQED.
If you picture a Californian who's helping fight climate change, maybe you see an electric car and solar panels. But now California is enlisting people from a more conservative part of the state, farmers, including some who may not be all that concerned about climate change. KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer has more.
Jose Robles does not consider himself a climate crusader, but he's part of California's climate change strategy. And he's doing it by embracing weeds, which most farmers hate.
You see a lot of orchards that don't have any weeds. Everybody wants to have the orchards nice and clean.
When I visited his almond orchard near Modesto in December, the ground under his trees was a carpet of green, full of mustard plants and clover.
This will grow.
Oh, it'll be high.
Yes, it'll grow 2 or 3 feet high. And there's a lot of flowers.
Robles planted these weeds on purpose, something his neighbors really don't get.
I've heard him said, we're in the business of growing almonds, not in the business of growing weeds.
He started a few years ago during California's severe drought when his soil was drying out too fast.
We had no water and we had to figure out a way to take advantage of whatever little water we had, make it last.
He knew that a richer soil holds moisture better, but there wasn't a lot of organic matter in his orchard to build it up and make it that way.
We spray to kill the weeds and we were killing everything.
So he decided to feed his soil. He'll mow these weeds and let them decompose, along with some extra compost and mulch. It means more work preparing for harvest, but he's already seen a difference.
The trees, they don't stress as much because they hold the moist a lot longer.
Now, Robles isn't doing this because of climate change. That's something they talk about in Sacramento, he says, not around Modesto. But the state gave him a grant to help cover his costs, because soil is a key part of California's climate change strategy.
Soil is alive.
Kate Scow is a professor of soil microbial ecology at UC Davis. We're standing in a large wheat field, 7 miles west of campus, where the university plants crops to study sustainable agriculture.
There's farmers that know that. They know their soil is alive.
To show me, Scow starts digging in the dirt.
Wow, okay.
She's really into soil.
That's my weirdo thing. But. All right, see, we're starting to hit the mineral soil.
This is where the carbon is stored, she says. Plants soak up carbon dioxide in the air. It goes into their leaves and stems. When the plant dies, that organic matter gets broken down by microbes and fungi in the soil. That's how carbon from the air gets into the soil.
And the deeper you can get it in the soil, like especially below the plow layer, the more stable and secure it's going to be.
That's important to keep the carbon from going back into the air, something that will be crucial to the climate goal set by former Governor Jerry Brown, for the whole state to become carbon neutral by 2045.
We have very ambitious climate goals, and without natural working lands, California simply won't get there.
Jeannie Merrill is with the California Climate and Agriculture Network, a coalition of ag groups working on climate policy. Merrill says farms and forests will have to soak up more of the carbon people put into the air. State officials estimate that could absorb as much as 20% of California's emissions today. And farmers are already facing climate impacts, like more extreme weather.
Some are willing to say that it's climate change. Others are unsure. But I think many know that things are changing and they need different tools.
Merrill says farmers are interested in the climate programs, if only because it can help them weather extended droughts. Hundreds of them have signed up. But state climate officials say the soil program needs to be 5 times larger. And that means the state legislature will have to boost its $15 million budget, something Governor Gavin Newsom has asked for this year. Merrill says that would send a signal that California's climate efforts aren't just for coastal cities.
Yeah, it's bridging that coastal valley divide, right? It's saying that actually we need that valley base pretty significantly.
To hit its climate goals, California will need everyone on board. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.